Shalom uvracha, everybody. Welcome back to Nara Torah. Nida series number 17. We're in the Vestos, third year of the Vestos. We're going to split up Vesed Kavua into two shiurim, and this is the first one. Bezad Hashem, our shiur should be besus lechayelim hakadoshim who be shomer al arzenu. Kadosh Baruch Hu should be magen lehem, just like they are magen on us. They should go sheikan tzuba shalom to tzuba shalom b'rut shalem. Kamuvan, it should be for the Chayal Avraham Ben Orli, who is deep in the omek of the fighting, Bezrat Hashem. So we're continuing along with Hilchos Vestos, and we're going to be dealing with the Vesed Kavua. There are five types of Vestos Kavuas, and we're going to deal today with two of them. But before doing so, there are four dinim which we need to know. The first is that a Vesed Kavua can only be established if it takes place during the same Ona all three times. Meaning, if the Ona is a 12-hour period, right? Let's say from sunrise to sunset. If it's on the same day each month, but it's at different hours. If one is the 12-hour period of the morning, and then another is a 12-hour period of the night, it is not a Vesed Kavua. It has to always be within the same Ona. And that is first of all. The second, and just like it takes three consecutive times to establish a Vesed Kavua, so too it takes three times of not seeing at this moment in order to uproot the Vesed Kavua. This is why traditionally in the times of the Gemara, a woman would only have to stop doing and waiting on these days after the third month of pregnancy, because that point, it's 3 months and it's uprooted. So it takes 3 months to uproot the Vesed Kavua. Now, if a Vesed Kavua was uprooted the first time, if she sees on that Vesed again, her Vesed Kavua is reestablished. So if she had a Vesed Kavua, she always saw on the fourth of the month, and then she got pregnant and whatever, and she didn't have it, and then she saw again on the fourth of the month afterwards, then the Vesed Kavua comes back. The fourth in, once a woman has a Vesed Kavua, she doesn't need to worry about Vesto She'en Ro Kavua. So you're only, it's very binary. You only fall into one of the categories. You either have a Vesed She'en Ro Kavua, like we talked about yesterday, the Ona Beinonis, etc. Or you have a Vesed Kavua, which we're going to be dealing with right now. Now, we're going to deal with two types of Vesed Kavua, how to calculate them. In example, how many prior periods are required to calculate it, and how many owners are required to be Purish. Exactly like yesterday. So, the first Vesed Kavua, the name, is Vesed Yom Bashavua. Okay, so now how do you calculate this? This is 30 days from the beginning of her last period, including the 30th day and the day of her period. So you include the day 30 and the day that she had her period. This is how you calculate Vesed Hayom. Now, an example. If she saw on Tuesday three times in a row, that would give her Vesed Kavua. But there is a little subsection here that the periods need to be at least 18 days apart. So she could see three Tuesdays in a row, but always on... But as long as they're 18 days apart, that would become a Vesed Yom Bashavua. And you obviously need three periods in order to establish this, because it's a day. Not intervals, but a day. We're going to see intervals right now. Now, in order, how many Onas are required to be Purish? Again, you only need one Ona, the Ona itself. However, the Or Zerua is, like we saw, Machmir, for also the Ona beforehand. Okay, the second type of Vesed Kavua is a Vesed Hafloga. Now, this is an interesting one. I always find this one the most interesting to remember. But this is always the interval between the last two periods and is then applied forward. So, for example, if she saw on Chet Kislev and Dalet Tevet and Aleph Shvat and Chavchet Shvat as well as Chav Dalet Adar, then she has a Vesed Hafloga Kavua. So you need four periods because the interval between them, so it's three intervals, which means four periods, right? We have Chet Kislev, then you have an interval between Dalet Tevet, and then you have the interval between Da Tevet and Aleph Shvat, and then you have the interval between Aleph Shvat and Kafchet Shvat. So that is the intervals, and then we apply forward as well to Chaf Daled Adar. And so therefore you need four. Now again, as we would expect, you only need to be Porish one owner, the owner itself. However, the Orzarua is Machmir for the owner beforehand.